Today is Thursday, August 12th. We'll explain new developments around the COVID-19 vaccines, who could soon get an extra dose, where they're now being mandated, and what experts have to say about the shots for pregnant women. Also, how everything keeps getting more expensive and what's being done about it. Plus, an unusual cryptocurrency hack, big advancements in the flip phone market, and two new hosts for Jeopardy! Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in about 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Lacey Evans, filling in for Erica Mandy during her maternity leave. You ready? Let's do this. The FDA is expected to let certain Americans start getting an extra dose of a COVID-19 vaccine soon. As several news outlets have reported, the agency has found evidence a third dose of either the Moderna or Pfizer vaccines can help people with weakened immune systems. So it's supposed to authorize that extra dose for only those people as soon as today. Then a CDC advisory committee is expected to recommend it when it meets on Friday. And the full CDC could then give doctors and pharmacists advice on how to proceed. These extra doses would cover about 3% of Americans whose immune systems are compromised for some reason. For example, if they have an organ transplant or a history of cancer. By the way, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is still only offered as one shot, but there are trials underway to study how two doses work out. Those results are expected to come out later this month as well. Another note on COVID-19 vaccines, the CDC started officially recommending the shots for pregnant women. Until now, it said pregnant women were allowed to get the shots, but that they should talk to their doctors about whether they really should. That changed this week, though, after the CDC got new safety data that showed the vaccines weren't tied to an increased miscarriage risk. On the other hand, health experts have found actually getting COVID-19 during pregnancy could be very dangerous. Pregnant women are more likely to come down with a severe case of the virus than most of the population. Not only does the CDC recommend the shots for pregnant women, it also recommends them for women who are breastfeeding, who are trying to get pregnant, or might become pregnant in the future. California is becoming the first American state to make all teachers and staff get vaccinated against COVID-19 or get tested every week. Schools will have just a little more than 2 months before they have to start enforcing the rule. The two largest teachers' unions in California also say they support it. California and many other states also require all students and staff to wear masks at school. But remember, in other states like Florida, Arizona, and Texas, mask mandates are actually banned. That means school districts aren't supposed to say one way or the other whether kids should wear masks at school. More and more large districts are challenging those bans, though, like in Dallas, Houston, Austin, Phoenix, and Fort Lauderdale, just to name a few. And so far, similar challenges have held up in court. In Texas this week, a judge let San Antonio require masks for schools and for public buildings. Another judge wouldn't let Arkansas ban mask mandates at all. Other court cases are expected to play out in the coming days and weeks. You know that $3.5 trillion budget plan Democrats have been pushing for in Congress? Well, it just survived its first test in the Senate. This measure would direct extra money to all kinds of things like childcare, healthcare, income inequality, and climate change. A few sticking points include free pre-K for 3- and 4-year-olds, 2 years of free community college, paid family and sick leave, and expanded Medicare benefits. To pay for it, the richest Americans and corporations would have to pay more in taxes. The Senate voted on the general framework of the spending package yesterday, and it passed barely. The vote came down 50-49, with all Democrats voting for it and all Republicans against it. President Biden supports it too, saying it's a, quote, long-term investment in American families. But Republicans say it includes too much new government spending and that the tax hikes will hurt the economy. A couple moderate Democrats say they might agree on those points too, once the bill is actually drafted and they read the specifics. Lawmakers will work for the next month to actually write the bill. Then it will come down to debate and revisions before the Senate can take a final vote. All the while, the House isn't getting to work on the more bipartisan infrastructure bill, since dozens of progressive Democrats say this larger one needs to be passed first. Stay tuned. You've probably noticed gas prices are especially high this summer. Well, now the White House is trying to figure out why and come up with solutions. It's asked the Federal Trade Commission, or FTC, to investigate and make sure nothing illegal is happening. For example, if there's been any market manipulation or anti-competitive prices. Because what's odd is gas prices are going up, even though the cost of a barrel of oil is going down. Some analysts say they actually don't expect the FTC probe to find anything, though. They think the issue is a driver shortage and high labor costs, which means it's just been a struggle to get enough gas to the pumps. Over the past year, gas prices have jumped 42%. And AAA says the average price for a gallon of regular gas is now $3.20. That's the highest it's been in 7 years. The national average is expected to stay above $3, too, for at least the rest of the summer. Much more news ahead, but first, your main host, Erica Mandy, explains what she likes about our sponsor, Stamps.com.
Are you still going to the post office, still paying full price for postage? Well, you don't have to, thanks to Stamps.com. And just think about what you can do with the extra time and money. I know when I don't need to run that extra errand, it frees me up to just relax a little more in my day. It also means I get to cross another thing off my to-do list faster. Stamps.com allows me to mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from my computer. And especially for any other businesses that mail out a lot, this can be a game changer. Whether you're a small Etsy shop or in a bigger office or navigating a new remote work life, Stamps.com can help you handle your mailing and shipping needs with ease. So stop wasting time going to the post office and go to Stamps.com instead. There's no risk, and with my promo code Newsworthy, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and then type in Newsworthy. That's Stamps.com with the promo code Newsworthy. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again.
A lot of things we buy keep getting more expensive. Consumer prices increased by 5.4% last month for the fourth month in a row. This all means prices have skyrocketed by more than 10% just since the start of summer. Cars and trucks are more expensive, hotel prices have surged as people start traveling again, and food prices at both the grocery store and at restaurants have gone up. Inflation also rose in July, but at a slower rate than in May and June. Businesses are still struggling to rebound because of supply chain problems. The Federal Reserve insists the prices will level out once those production and supply chain issues are fixed. Hackers pulled off one of the largest cryptocurrency heists ever this week, and then within hours, they started giving the stolen funds back. The hack happened at a decentralized finance platform called Poly Network. The cyber thieves stole more than $600 million worth of digital tokens on Tuesday. An anonymous person online took credit for the heist, saying they did it for fun and to expose a vulnerability in Poly Network's system. About a third of the stolen cryptocurrency was returned yesterday, and more could still turn up. Experts say it's possible the hacker decided to return the digital money because cryptocurrency exchanges are easily tracked on the trading platforms. That would have made it much harder for the hacker to actually cash in on the stolen funds. While we're talking about cryptocurrencies, the AMC movie theater chain made headlines this week when it said customers will soon be able to buy movie tickets with Bitcoin. They plan to have that system up and running by the end of this year. AMC's CEO says the company wants to start accepting payments from Apple Pay and Google Pay by later this year as well. Samsung is doubling down on its effort to make foldable smartphones the next big thing. The company debuted two new phones yesterday at its annual Unpacked event. They're called the Galaxy Z Fold 3 and the Galaxy Z Flip 3. The phones are supposed to be more durable than Samsung's older foldable models. They're also waterproof, come equipped with 5G support, and feature better cameras. The Fold 3 is the larger model. When it's opened up, it can be used more like a tablet. The phones run anywhere between $1,000 to $1,800. Samsung also showcased two new smartwatches. They have new operating software that's a hybrid of Google's wearable software and Samsung's technology. The watches will monitor things like blood pressure, body composition, and sleep cycles. All of Samsung's new devices will be available to buy later this month. NASA's plan to send astronauts back to the moon by 2024 has hit a snag. The agency's watchdog says the new spacesuits won't be ready by then. The spacesuits astronauts on the International Space Station wear now were designed more than 40 years ago. NASA has been working on a newer, safer model for about 14 years. But a recent audit found NASA is nearly 2 years behind schedule and over budget. It said NASA is projected to spend more than $1 billion on developing the spacesuit. After this report came out, SpaceX founder Elon Musk posted on Twitter that his company was willing to help out. It wasn't immediately clear whether NASA would take him up on the offer. SpaceX already partners with NASA by flying cargo and astronauts to the space station. Jeopardy! Now has not one, but two new hosts. Executive producer Mike Richards will handle hosting duties for The Daily Shows, and actress Mayim Bialik will host Jeopardy! Primetime and spinoffs like the upcoming National College Championship Series. The new season of Jeopardy! Debuts next month. The quiz show has been looking for a new permanent host for several months, following the death of longtime host Alex Trebek. The show has had a rotating cast of guest hosts, and executives at Sony say they chose Richards and Bialik to fill the permanent slots after reviewing all of the guest host episodes. Richards will continue his role as the executive producer as well. Bialik is also going to continue acting. She's best known for roles in shows like Blossom and Big Bang Theory, but she's also a neuroscientist in real life. That's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. And today, we're talking about how scientists pinpoint exactly what's causing climate change. But first, here's Erica again with a message from our sponsor, Ritual.
The only multivitamins I've taken for more than a year now are from Ritual. And the nutrients I'm putting in my body have been more important than ever before, first during my pregnancy and now postpartum. I really appreciate knowing that Ritual's vitamins do not include any sugars, GMOs, synthetic fillers, or artificial colorants. They're also easy to take, just two small pills once a day with or without food. And they taste great too, which is super rare for a multivitamin. I've taken three types of Ritual pills so far, their regular multivitamin for women, then the prenatal, and now the postnatal. But Ritual has vitamins for everyone, including women, men, and teens. Get high-quality nutrients in the form you deserve and get them delivered to your door every month with free shipping. It's so convenient. In fact, if you don't love Ritual within your first month, they'll refund your first order. Plus, Ritual is offering the Newsworthy listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Just go to ritual.com/newsworthy to start your Ritual today. That's ritual.com/newsworthy to get 10% off during your first 3 months. ritual.com/newsworthy.
Okay, now back to Thing to Know Thursday. We know climate change is happening, but how do scientists study it? And how do they know human behavior is speeding it up? Well, a lot of it comes down to greenhouse gases that trap heat and make the Earth's surface warmer. Climate scientists use satellites and other instruments to measure greenhouse gases in the air all around the world. And the consensus is the amount of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere has gone up a lot ever since the Industrial Revolution. That's when we started burning fossil fuels on an industrial scale. But it's not just about measuring greenhouse gases. In recent years, computer models have become more advanced too. So scientists have been able to pinpoint how each human activity affects the climate. So how much of it is because of coal or oil and gas or deforestation? And they found each one makes a huge impact. Scientists have also been able to witness changes happening on our own planet, from space, in the oceans, and on land. And of course, there are the more extreme weather events like heat waves, droughts, and powerful hurricanes. Remember, just this week, the United Nations said humans will need to stop adding more greenhouse gases to the atmosphere by 2050, or else global warming will only get a lot worse. In 3 months, the UN is holding a climate conference where countries are supposed to come up with plans to make that happen. Thanks for listening and making the Newsworthy part of your routine. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.